This is VK6ARN. News West is a WA-based club, and we continue to deliver news content to Sandgropers and beyond since 1931.
Good afternoon, evening, noon, and welcome to News West for Sunday, the 26th of July, 2026. I'm Darren, VK6EK, your producer for this week.
Let's talk about amateur radio clubs, or any club really if you like to stretch it around a bit. But sometimes clubs come and go, and an existing club, the thought of failure or impending collapse can be devastating for the club and its members, but take heart, it's not that uncommon. Clubs can go stale, or the membership changes and things run off the rails. It happens, but it doesn't have to be a disaster. What presents now as a threat may be turned around to an opportunity to redefine the club. Firstly, look at the club's constitution. Are your club's objectives up to date, or do they need to be reviewed? Would you like to see more of the club's objectives achieved? How long would this take? Would it be reasonable to expect your club to achieve these things in 1 year, 2 years, three or more years? What we're looking at, if you need time to get your club to a certain level or position, is a plan. And I can hear a bit of a cringe happening right here now because I said the P word. However, if well done, a plan will steer your group for the life of the plan. There are many planning techniques around, however. They all do a few basic things. And before I talk about those, I advise you to utilise a person from outside of your group to facilitate your planning. Such a person would be able to keep the group focused and talking about issues without falling into the trap of trying to fix things before everything is thought about. Firstly, you would be taken through a process to identify what you want your club to look like in the future. The result could be paraphrased with something like, by the end of 2028, our club will have 100 financial members and will provide a variety of activities including field days, contests, technical discussions and lectures, and promotion of learning within the club environment. Yes, it's long-winded, but anyway, you could call that a mission statement, but let's just call it a wish list for our club. That's wonderful. We have a wish list, but what do we do with it? So let's carve it up a bit. Firstly, are there any items on the list that we already do? Yes. Are we doing them well? If so, a big tick. If not, keep it on the list. So we have an amended list. Now let's break the list down into segments. The first segment is things we can fix readily right now. So put them in the we can fix it now bin. Then we carve more items off the list into the we can do that ourselves, but it will take more time, money and resources bin. If there are any more items left on the list, they will probably fit into the we can't do it by ourselves and we need outside help and more money than we have at present bin. Now we have three bins, each with things to do in them. The first bin, we can fix it now, can be allocated to people as tasks, working bees organised and so on. They can be cleaned up in a short time. The second bin takes a bit more planning. You'll need to set realistic starting and completion dates and be upfront about dependencies. That is, we can't do this until we've done that. Don't be put off. This is where your planning kicks in. Break each project into achievable chunks, set achievable timelines, and allocate those to people to complete. Be prepared to review your plan as you go along and make amendments. The third bin is the harder, long-term one. Often, the best strategy for this type of project is to find money for it, so your energy may be better spent towards this end. Again, allocate tasks and set timelines. I don't expect you to be instant planning experts after listening to me today. However, I do hope that you've picked up a few clues about planning and are enthused to take your club through such a process. It may save your club from demise. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Are you looking to upgrade your ham shack? Do you need to track down that elusive spare part? The Northern Corridor Radio Group is thrilled to announce the official return of the NCRG Hamfest 2026. Mark your calendars for Sunday the 23rd of August. This premier amateur radio market is back and bigger than ever. Join hundreds of local enthusiasts and commercial vendors under one roof. The doors open to the public at 9 a.m. sharp, and the excitement runs until midday 1 o'clock. Whether you're a seasoned operator, a tech tinkerer, or completely new to the hobby, this event is your ultimate destination for everything radio. We're excited to host an incredible lineup of major commercial exhibitors this year. This is your exclusive chance to meet top industry experts face-to-face, view live equipment demonstrations and chat directly with vendors and retailers who power the amateur radio community. ComTech Radio, browse their massive inventory of cutting-edge transceivers, power supplies and accessories, Communication Systems Geraldton, representing ICOM, making the trip down from Geraldton to support the event. Horizon will be there. You can explore high-quality land mobile communications gear, particularly wire antennas and some quite innovative other antennas as well. It's always worth a good look. And Ted Emtron will be down from Donga as well with their normal great range of Yagis and accessories. The NCRG Hamfest is famous for its bustling atmosphere. This year, the Cyril Jackson Community Hall in Bassendean will be packed with a massive variety of goods. There'll be new equipment, so you can look at the latest transceivers, receivers and power supplies from major brands. Second-hand treasures, browsing tables piled high with vintage gear, classic tube radios and pre-loved components. Hard-to-find components, cables, connectors, antennas and unique electronic components. And you can meet local sellers and experienced club operators who can answer your technical questions. This year's legendary Hamfest raffle features an incredible lineup of premium gear. Tickets go on sale starting the Monday, 22nd of June, and can be purchased easily online through Raffle Link. The major prize draw will take place right at the end of the event at midday, and our prizes will be: a first prize is a $2,000 store credit voucher, redeemable at your choice of ICOM, Andrews, or ComTech Radio. Perfect for purchasing that new base station. Second prize is a cutting-edge ICOM ID52A, plus a VHF, UHF, digital handheld transceiver, valued at $925. And third prize is a rugged and reliable ICOM ICT-10 dual-band analog FM handheld radio, which is valued at $360. And the fourth prize is a $150 voucher from ComTech Radio. So, when is it? 23rd of August, 2026, starting at 9 a.m. Normal attendees, and 7 a.m. for traders. It's at the Cyril Jackson Community Hall in Ashfield, directly opposite Ashfield Railway Station. Entrance fee will be $7 per person, and you'll be able to buy fresh coffee and food from the canteen as usual. If you're going to be a seller, table fee is $10 a table. All tables need to be prepaid before the event. We've already got most of our tables booked, but there's still a few left, so don't be shy. Okay, NCRG Hamfest 2026, more than just a swap meet. It's a vital gathering of the West Australian amateur radio community. It's the perfect opportunity to socialise, share advice, catch up with old friends and make new ones. For the latest updates, table booking instructions, etc., visit our website at ncrg.org.au. And get your raffle tickets early, plan your journey, and we'll see you in Bassendean on August the 23rd.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the BK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from BK6 ARN.
G'day from WARG. WARG News for the 26th of July. The next meeting of WARG will be Monday, August 3rd. The agenda is open if people have particular things to raise or discuss. So that's not tomorrow night, but the following Monday night. So time to alert secretary at warg.org.au for anything you want to discuss on the agenda. Prior to the meeting, WARG's next technical activity session will take place on Sunday, August the 2nd, starting at 9:30 a.m. up at the NCRG Club Rooms, Neil Penfold State Amateur Radio Centre in Whiteman Park. Entry is off Nangara Road. If exiting from Tonkin Highway, you head east, and it's the first turnoff on the right after exiting the Tonkin. It's not signposted and is easy to miss, so keep an eye out. We appreciate the NCRG for offering to host us on that day. And apparently, the term ham heaven isn't quite as well known today as it once was. That's just some feedback I got over the week on my terminology of the State Amateur Radio Centre being called ham heaven. There's a did you know? A continuing reminder from the membership secretary about renewing your membership. If you are yet to do so, apparently there are still some regulars outstanding. You may do this online with instructions from the website warg.org.au. Now, you might be one of the number who still likes to give your renewal at the annual Hamfest. Well, it's coming up, and as usual, WAG will have a table. Hope to see you there. If you are not yet a member and you wish to join, it is still only $25 a year. If you're a ham and you use repeaters and you want to help to fund the repair and expansion of these vital repeaters, maybe the forthcoming NCRG Hamfest will be a great opportunity to say hi and make your application. WAG members will be glad to see you there. A reminder that our membership base is important to us, and this is what allows WAG to work for you. The minutes from the July meeting have gone out to the email reflector WAG at WAG, and you should let us know if you have not received your copy. As of the time of recording, we are aware of power issues at RTH4, RFM7 is off-air, and RAP2 has some long-standing annoyances that may continue to take time to address, although it and RLM3 are otherwise working well. Two things to end, a reminder that not August, but our September meeting on Monday the 7th of Sep will be featuring a presentation from Mitch, VK6 X-Ray Bravo, on the detection-finding system he is developing. And finally, before we go, a reminder that the WAG Technical and General Net will be happening on this Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m., after the callbacks, and it will be on RLM3 and linked All-Star Hubs in VK6. 7-3s, DE, VK6, Radio, Radio Golf.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. I'm Vice President of RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. I'm also the person who puts RASA's QTC magazine together. And mercifully for you, most of the content comes from other people. RASA publishes QTC magazine to keep you informed about what we are up to, giving clarity on what's happening in the world of amateur radio, especially but not exclusively in Australia. We're presently working on the August edition of QTC, and we welcome contributions or letters to the editor from outside of our team. Send your copy and nice clear photos to info@vkradioamateurs.org. That's info@vkradioamateurs.org. And speaking of photos, we're always in for a nice big photo that can fit neatly on our front page. Do you have a spectacular photo of your radio mast or some activity you're involved with, or just something that looks nice in A4 size? With regard to interfacing with the regulator, the ACMA, we think it's vital to present alternative points of view when that's important. RASA is not afraid to represent views to the regulator that others will not. We won't second guess what the ACMA's response will be. We just ask the questions. RASA provides a suite of resources that are especially useful and free, leaving you more money to spend on your radio amateur toys. For newcomers, there's a foundation-level study guide built on the syllabus prescribed by the ACMA. Yes, the ACMA writes the syllabus, nobody else. This study guide, which can be read in an on-screen format or downloaded as a PDF, contains live links to purpose-made instructional videos and other useful material. Did I tell you it was free? Complementary to the foundation-level study guide is the Welcome to Amateur Radio guidebook, containing all sorts of information that a newcomer to amateur radio needs to know. You know, the kind of thing that in a couple of years' time you'll say, I wish I knew that a couple of years ago. These and other resources are available free at the RASA website, which is vkradioamateurs.org. vkradioamateurs.org.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. It's a curious thing, this hobby of ours, in that the more you want out of it, the more challenging it becomes. For example, you might start your journey with a VHF or UHF handheld radio, sometimes referred to as a walkie-talkie or a handy, and you start listening to the local repeater, or you try to make contact with a friend. Then you discover that it doesn't always work. So you learn about interference, terrain, and antenna gain. You start looking for a higher elevation or a better antenna, and you discover that now you hear more, but you still can't talk to your friends. And before long, you're building filters and testing other gear, and the journey continues unabated. This same incremental experience happens across every aspect of the hobby, and it happens to all of us, perhaps unwitting participants on this amateur radio journey. Sometimes this experience leads to becoming discombobulated, discontented, disinterested, and ultimately leads to disengagement, which, in my opinion, does not need to be the case. Throughout our community, we often talk about failure, as in a failed contact, a failed activation, a failed antenna, or failed design, and on it goes. It occurs to me that we're not the only people who have this experience. Quote, "But the student will find that experience is the best teacher. The reason why I get along with comparative ease now is because I know from experience the enormous number of things that won't work. For instance, I start on a new invention tomorrow. From the great number of experiments I've made and the vast amount of information I have stored up, I am saved a great deal of time and trouble in not having to travel over barren ground." End quote. If that sounds somewhat familiar and reminds you of a quote about light bulbs and failure, you're in good company, since those words were written in 1882 by the very same inventor of the light bulb, Thomas Edison. In other words, the process of doing something doesn't end in failure. It's an experience, a point of learning, or, if you want to be scientific about it, it's another data point. Just because something didn't go as expected doesn't mean that it failed, just that something unexpected happened. I'm talking about this because we live in an increasingly complex world where our chosen hobby is made up from the very foundation on which we understand everything around us, the electromagnetic spectrum, and all that it implies. Our adventures, frustrating as we might find them, are built upon the shoulders of giants who became silent keys long before our parents walked this earth. Your participation, little by little, increases our global knowledge, experience, and understanding, and when something unexpected happens, it's time to celebrate, rather than give up in disgust. I've only been playing with radios for a short time, especially when I compare it with my experience in other areas of technology. But I can say that framing matters. Failure is, in my experience, regularly thought of in a negative light, and all too often it leads people to stop playing, because who really derives joy from banging your head against a wall? So, next time, when you're about to use that dreaded F-word, consider what might happen if you thought of it as a piece of experience earned instead. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Covering Western Australia and beyond, this is News West, brought to you by WA Amateur Radio News, on air, online and on demand. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
We know the Remembrance Day contest is coming up on August 15th and 16th, but that weekend is also the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, ILLW. This isn't a contest, but a worldwide activity, where, every August, operators in many countries set up amateur stations at lighthouses and try and contact as many people as possible, especially other lighthouses. There's usually about 500 active lighthouses on the weekend, and up to 50 active in VK. ILLW began in Scotland in 1998 with the activation of one lighthouse by a local club. The next year, others joined in and the event grew, spreading worldwide and developing a strong following in many countries, including VK. All the info is at illw.net, which is the official ILLW website. There's other sites with similar names, so double check you're looking at the right one. Activating a lighthouse can be a great way to test and develop your portable or mobile setup, and for lighthouses with a tourist aspect, it's also a chance to show off amateur radio to members of the public and demonstrate what we're about. Many lighthouses are located within national parks or reserves, and a dual-purpose activation with something like VKFF may also be possible. We have to think a bit about the weather. August might be the Northern Hemisphere summer, but over here it's the depths of winter, and we've had some pretty wild weather at lighthouses over the years, which can definitely make portable operation quite a challenge. This year, the team at Cape's Lighthouse Radio Group will again activate Cape Naturalist Lighthouse under the call sign VK6 Charlie November Lima, and Cape Lewin Lighthouse, call sign VK6 Charlie Lima Lima. I'm part of the VK6 Charlie Lima Lima team, and will also be joining in the RD contest. We're grateful for the ongoing support of the Capes Foundation, who allow us to run these stations every year. We also understand that Geraldton's Point Moore Lighthouse may be on air too, and possibly Casuarina Point in Bunbury. The North Mole Lighthouse in Fremantle is also registered. There's an official lighthouse list and the operating criteria on illw.net. The event runs for 48 hours, starting at 8 a.m. local time on Saturday, August the 15th, but in practice, most of the activities on the Saturday and overnight into the Sunday morning. If you're wondering about activating a lighthouse, you don't have to be inside it or hang your antennas off it. This is really possible as they're active navigation aids. Being alongside or near the lighthouse is all you got to do, or inside the lighthouse grounds where applicable. The setup can be as simple as a parked up mobile or a portable station for a few hours, or as elaborate as a multi-antenna, multi-operator station which goes day and night, whatever you've got the resources and enthusiasm to do. So, if you're looking for something different to do portable, why not think about activating a lighthouse on the ILLW weekend, August 15th and 16th. This has been Anthony, VK6AXB, on behalf of the VK6CLL team.
Good morning, VK6 X-ray Victor. This week's helpline, 26th of July 2026. I have today the remainder of Tony VK6 Alpha Tango India's estate check clearance. He's running out of time, everyone, so help him along. He has the following items: Motorola Golf Mic 300 VHF UHF 40 watt mobile transceiver, 146 megahertz and also 449 megahertz. $45, all nearest offer. All prices given will be in dollars and all nearest offer. It also has a standard VHF and 70 centimeter handle transceiver with mandrel, $25. There's a Philips FM92 mobile transceiver, 25 watts output reprogrammed for 70 centimeters, $10. There's a Dayton model Fox Lima 1 frequency agile audio filter, $25. There's also Electronics Australia frequency period counter in a plastic case, $10. There's a Leader Tango Romeo dip meter model Lima Mike Delta 815, $20. There's a Tech model Tango Echo 200 Delta signal generator, $40. There's a Uniden Bearcat scanner model UBC 200 XLT, $20. There's a Power Plus switch mode power supply MP3476, 240 volts, input 12 volts, 6 amps, output $10. There's a Hanson model FS-5HF SWR power meter, up to 100 watts, selectable, 50 and 75 ohm, $10. There's a Roland Ederle Alpha Uniform 25 Echo X-ray 2x2 USB audio MIDI interface, $20. There's a MFJ noise bridge, MFJ202, $40. There's a ZLP Electronics Data Link solid state transceiver interface with integrated sound card for IC7300, IC718, and also IC725, $85. There's a Yufeng digital clamp meter type Yankee Fox 8020, $25, or nearest offer. There's a Steinel two-poled step-type voltage tester. That's a Sierra Tango Echo India November Echo Lima two-pole step voltage tester, complete with manual, $10. Contact Tony on his landline 0895289735, or more appropriately, probably on his mobile 0472608. 523. That's Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India. His email address is tangoalpharomeogolfechonovembertangoindia@aussiebroadband.com.au. I'll say that again. Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at aussiebroadband.com.au. If you have any items for next week, please contact me. Email address is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And that's it for me for this week. A little bit shorter than last week, thankfully. And 7-3 to you. Thanks for listening.
And that's the news. Thank you to the production team who put the news together each week. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Thank you to the regular contributors. This news production happens each week because you take the time to record your article. Please keep them coming. And also, thank you to those that put the news to air each week. Please stand by now for callbacks. If you have never called back for one reason or another, please take this opportunity to have a go. We would all like to hear your call. If you listen via a podcast or download it via the website, please take a moment or two to register on the vk6.net, as the growing number of registrations encourages us to keep up production. For now, this is Paulette for VK6 EK73.